and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Travis, I like that. That was good. Very good, Travis.
Sounds like somebody like, good morning, Sovereign Minds. I seem to have misplaced my Q37A modulator.
Back in my comfort zone.
Yeah, they were running out of oxygen. They couldn't wait to do that. And you just blew them right out of the water.
I just wanted to be a part of that little thing. That was fun.
Today is Sunday, January 17th, 2021. My name is Mark Kent. And it's time to stop complaining about your socialist distancing, your Marxist fear-mongering, the lockdowns, the commie shutdowns, and resist politically. Weaponized pandemic, financial reset, resist it. Do not comply. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting and has seen more BS than a liberal running for office.
And it's still going on, and it's running. Yep. Good right. morning, everyone.
We've also got in the studio with us, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download with a black belt and RAM summarized.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
There you go. And last but not least, there you go.
Hey, he's getting to you, Travis.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, buddy. I got your back.
At least. That's me. I'm three least.
We are brought to you by Luke Pearson Construction, Excavating Homes, 530-605.
Excavating Homes?
Yeah, custom homes and excavating.
That's not what you said.
Licensed and bonded. Shut up.
We'll excavate your home for you, no problem.
Hey, anymore, that's the new trend.
Hey, it is California, after
well,
all.
Well, that's true.
That's right. You got to pull a permit to tear your house down.
Get
that's
to
okay.
it before the state
then
can.
Then you can go to North State Homebuyers, and we'll buy your house for you before they build those there. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're back in the studio here with Sovereign Mind Radio. I guess we're back in the studio. We never left the studio now, so now we're back.
And
so,
we do have a caller.
Yes.
We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. You know what? What's driving me nuts is everybody's talking about who stormed the Capitol mm-hmm. on the 5th and blah, blah, blah. Was it Trump supporters? Was it Antifa? Well, in my own humble opinion, there were Trump supporters there, sure.
Sure.
Agreed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, but these Trump supporters blew it because they don't know the extent of what they did. And Antifa and BLM and whatever left-wing radical group coordinated a lot of this. They knew what they're doing. And this is what nobody's thinking about and nobody's talking about is that what was happening when that place got stormed? They were certifying the votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, the Senate was...
They were in the middle of it.
Right. Well, there were certain senators that were presenting evidence of voter fraud, hoping that it would go back to the states, and I'm not really... I can't really explain how that works, but they were going to contest it, hoping that, you know, it would go further in an investigation and get down to the bottom of this. So Antifa and BLM and whatever left-wing radical groups coordinated this, knew exactly what they were doing because this was being televised and people were seeing some of the evidence starting to get presented. And what happened? This mob of people voted or stormed the Senate hearings and stopped the evidence from being shown. Because they can't have that, can they?
No.
No.
No, and at the same time, it gives you even more reason to disqualify the president elect, as they say, because the real deal is that it was voter fraud, it was cheating. Everybody knows it. Has even examined the evidence, even cursory, and so it's either going to come down to Trump doing the Insurrection Act and standing up for the people, or it's going to come down to we the people standing up for ourselves and saying, you know something, we're not going to do it. We're not going to, yeah, or maybe both.
Right, exactly. So that is what the left did. They went in and they stopped the evidence from being shown, and with no hope of having this election fraud once again being heard by the American public or presented in any sort of political or court arena. So what happened after that? From the old Democratic playbook, they come back in the middle of the night and just rush it through, and they tucked tails and ran. Total Democrat, just like the election. Middle of the night, so nobody sees what they're doing. Let's just get it done and get out of here.
Well, they're criminals, you know, Jimmy, and everybody knows it.
Let's just get it done and go.
They're criminals. I mean, that they're not following anything. They're not trying to have a fair election. They're seizing power. They're seizing power illegally. If you had a fair process, it would show that. So it's going to come down to ugly, I think.
Right, and then, yeah, you kind of commented on the Insurrection Act. I'm hoping and praying that he does this, Trump does this on Monday or Tuesday,
yep,
or even Wednesday. And at that point is when some arrests happen,
yep,
and things get blown to kingdom, or just out of, not blown, no, literally blown to kingdom.
Well, right, yeah. Figuratively speaking.
Exploded here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it really is this, here's the choice. Do we go with a president who has been illegally elected through voter fraud and voter suppression, voter, you know, big tech influence, all these different things that happen? You know, there's no way that you can say with any common sense that Joe Biden got more votes than Trump or Obama or anybody in history. I mean, the guy, you know, when he did his pre-inauguration speech the other day, there was 24,000 on his channel. And on Trump, when he was doing his speech, there was 804,000. There is no way that this guy won legitimately. So,
no.
So,
and like I was talking about, what was it last week? The 1864 situation with
President Lincoln.
When he had all those people arrested, 14,000 people arrested.
I think he's got to do it. We'll see. But our choice is this: do we go along with the program because of a foreign influence, China, whoever? You know, we know China's been paying off the Bidens. We know that he's under foreign influence. Do we go along with that program, or do we have to declare a limited martial law through the Insurrection Act and clean house? I mean, those are our choices. And you know something? If those are our choices, I'm going to go with the latter, because if it has to get ugly in order to keep our freedom and keep these criminals from controlling us, then I guess that's where we're going.
Well, and you're absolutely right, Jimmy. So I wanted to also point out this fact too, that this whole situation was used to change the narrative on what actually was taking place. What we saw before this storming of the Capitol is there was a lot of talk of election fraud. There was a lot of talk about starting to come out about the Hunter Biden and Biden story about how he basically colluded with China and with Ukraine and with all of these other places and sold our country down the street, and how he might be a compromised individual. And at this point, there's enough evidence to say that he is a compromised individual, and there is enough evidence to say that there are some serious things that need to be looked at within our election fraud that took place in this last election. And when you see these things in the court cases, 53 court cases, they were so proud to go up there within the Senate and say, hey, this happened, and we had all of these court cases, and they were all decided. No, they weren't decided.
No,
they were dismissed on standing.
They were dismissed on technicalities, so they never heard the evidence.
Well, and,
oh,
and
that's
the funny
that one thing you were talking about. Let me see. Due process. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is they dismiss it on standing. And my question is, if the President of the United States, if the people who are involved within the elections and running, if the states themselves, up to 20 states, and then all these other individuals that came forwards are all dismissed on standing, who the heck has standing in this country?
No, nobody.
You know, I was being sarcastic when I said
defund. I know.
Well, the word is that Trump's signed the Insurrection Act, but I can't verify that.
Yeah, there's no proof that I know of yet.
So we don't know. We have to be careful, and I guess we're to wait and see. But
brother, I'm praying to Almighty God that happens.
I think that's a good strategy now.
If that doesn't happen, this country is headed for an uninterrupted downward trajectory. Anyways, folks, great show, and I'll listen to the rest on the air.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. We do have another caller, but we're going to go to a break first. Hang on, Dick, and we will pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Old days.
The good old days.
The good old days. I'll tell you what. That is Chicago, and that's one of my favorite songs. I love that song. And
you know what the crappy thing is? Honestly, with where we're heading, I feel like we're going to look back at 2020 fondly.
Maybe. I don't think so. Okay, I guess we got a caller.
We do. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning, Linda and Kent. Hey, say, I have a question I like to ask what your thoughts are. You know, with the Democrats controlling all three branches of the government now, and the suggestion that they might add four more Supreme Court judges, and one of them even suggests might be Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
You know, isn't the chances of this state of Jefferson, is this about hopeless right now?
Well, you know, it depends on whether that goes through. And it also depends on how many people start to stand up. And it depends on how suppressive this gets and how many people it wakes up. So right now, I think State of Jefferson is kind of on hold because we got to win at the local level here, at all local levels, and start taking our government back. We have the power to do that as we the people, but it's going to take what we've been doing here in Shasta County and across the board. And I think that the government was set up so that if this did occur, that we could take it back. And I think that process is in the works right now, but we've got to get by some of these big hurdles of this tech and the suppression, and there's a lot of issues. So,
well, and also, Dick, to answer that question on from my personal feeling on seeing things that are going on, we're already discussing talks of secession from 20 states, mainly Texas right now, is discussing actually leaving the union based upon what we're seeing here. And there are elements of what they're planning on putting into place and planning on doing with control of all three branches of the government. And what they're basically talking about doing at this point is making a state out of D.C. and also Puerto Rico to where you won't ever have an election that you can possibly win, and they won't have to cheat anymore to do that.
Right. Well, it's a stand-up issue right now. You know, the glass could be half full or half empty, depending on your point of view.
Yeah, and I don't think to give up hope, I think we still have to have hope. Like you say, go back to the local level. Do what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be taking back our elections and being good stewards of the country.
Here's the bottom line. There's 75 million of us and not that many of them.
No.
Okay, and all it takes is enough people, and it's starting to happen, to go, we're not going to comply. That's the whole focus of what's going on down there in Live Oak. That's the whole focus of what's going across the board, is we're not going to comply, and you can't make us. Simply with that act and the majority of the people doing it, they have no control over us at all.
And that gives you hope.
And that was the funniest thing. So I was listening to Tim Kass the other day on his IRL, and he was disgusting. How it was with Trump supporters versus the other people, and he was basically discussing that in a fight, if he had to choose, he'd choose three Bernie Sanders supporters over one Trump supporter if he had to fight them. And that's it's basically true. You have a lot of these people that are they're babies. They really are. They've been.
Are we talking about Trump supporters? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm talking about Bernie Sanders supporters and the rest of these left.
Right.
I'm talking about how they've basically been coddled from the womb and told whatever they want
to
be. They
so
go
to say
college.
That you'd want Bernie Sanders supporters over a Trump supporter, to me, seems disingenuous because...
No, he'd rather fight three of the Bernie Sanders supporters.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood what you said.
Than one Trump supporter.
And with that, Dick, are you still on the line?
Yeah, could I mention one more thing?
Yeah, go for it, because we do have other callers, so go for it.
You know, last week I got an update on my our Salvation Army kettle fundraising here. You know, we our light at home on Barrel Court was a big red barn off of South Bonneview. Uh-huh. Originally, I got a number of over 35,000 that we raised in December, which is a record for us. Well, last week, the gal who runs it said her and another lady were going over numbers, and they discovered that there was a sheet of kettles that weren't even added to it. And they ran it three times, and she says they come up with that we didn't raise 35,000, we raised over 41,000. I said, are you sure
that's like double your record.
Yeah, our best year was 2018. We raised 25,255.
Nice.
And now we have a number of 41,152, which is close to doubling what we've ever done before.
Well, congratulations,
Dick. That's awesome.
We know you work hard at that.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep up the fight and don't give up your guns.
There you go. Thanks for calling in, Dick. We appreciate it. And we'll go to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What you got?
Well, you guys, I don't know if you saw it, but Alex Jones was interviewing Michael Flynn this last week, and Michael Flynn said three times he's 100% confident that Trump will be our next president and won't be through an election. It's just going to be through the faulty election.
Right. And, yeah, I've heard it all across from a lot of places, Steve. So, I mean, to take that and not have give it a little bit of credence from some of the people that are saying it, I think is a mistake.
Pardon me? It was a mistake?
No, I said I've heard that from several different places, not just General Flynn, you know, Linwood, you know, different places. They're all saying the same thing. And to give that no credence at all from these guys who are in the know to a big degree, I think is a mistake. I think we have to wait and see what happens, but I'm inclined to think that you're right.
Well, and for me, though, I do have to be a rain cloud here, because my whole concept is hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And we've been hearing constantly that the Supreme Court was going to overturn these cases. We've been hearing this across the board on a lot of these things. We've been hearing that trust the plan and all the rest of this. And I've never been a fan of it. I feel like in some ways it works to pacify those that are around. And worst to worst, if all hell breaks loose and this is what it comes to, then you have the patriots who are prepared to make a peaceful stand and turn around and do what they need to do. But you also, if it ends up working out to where there is a plan and it all goes well, man, I would be overjoyed, praise Jesus.
I just have to say, I don't think all the cards have been played on the table. I have to go that maybe it's not exactly what we think it is, but you can't get me to believe that Trump and them, and this information is coming out, and there's nothing else on the table. I'm sorry. I have hope, and I think that there is. I don't think he's played all of his cards.
Go ahead, Steve.
Right, exactly. We've been waiting for 10 years for this, you know, since we started the State of Jefferson, since we started the Tea Parties, and all the information that we've been trying to bring out to the public for 10 years. And then Trump gets elected, and which is a God deal. It's right there along with the divine intervention with our four founding fathers. This is all part of the divine intervention also. But, you know, the cards have to be played. We have to deal this out very slowly, like they've been saying, to get the people who don't understand to understand slowly, bring them around. Because, you know, when I first heard this corruption, I went, oh, my God, no way, not in our country. But, yeah, in fact, it is. The pedophilia that's been going on, the anal bleeding of a 12-year-old by George Sr., Bush, you know what I mean? It's just crazy what you hear out there and what's been proven factually. But also Trump is a very, very big believer in Vince Appeal's book, The Power of Positive Thinking. And so with this year, 2020, this is a very powerful year if you think about the positive thinking. Because it's brought all this out, and here we go. We can lay it down now. Us patriots, us veterans, we can stand for our freedom. And people understand what that is today much more than they did 2 or 3 years ago. And the young people are coming out like in droves now. So it's really positive. I got chills, and I appreciate your show so much.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Steve.
One more thing. I want to mention the gun we have for sale up here, the Ruger 10/22 State of Jefferson rifle. We're selling for $850. You can notify the
what's the phone number? What's the phone number for that?
I'll text you back or something. I don't. I have
if you could put it in the chat room, that would be great. If you got the internet,
let us know on that.
All right.
That would be great. All right, thanks.
We have another caller. Mary's on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Mary,
you're on the air.
Turn your radio down, please.
And we got only a minute before we go to the break, so you need her.
I'm here, and I'll be very fast.
Go.
Before you grab your guns, you have to grab your Bibles. Do you remember what Daniel did before he went up against Goliath? Mm-hmm. He went on his knees.
Actually, that was David, not Daniel.
Oh, David, thank you.
I was second boy. I don't
believe.
I knew.
I can't believe this crap. It's just so unbelievable. You know, everybody's being shut down for what they say. All right, I'm good. Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Thank you for calling.
And with that, we do have to go to a break.
I think so. And with that, we'll go out. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long. For so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long. For so long.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
There are images around us and everything we see. Some are real and some are fantasy. To the one who sees his vision, to the child who lives his dreams, you're the one to decide what you're gonna be. So give it your best, and don't you worry about what some may say. Follow your dreams, that's really all that you can do. Give it your best, and remember that life is what you choose. Follow your dreams and do what you love to do.
Sovereign Mind Radio. That's a little Poco from back in the vault. Yeah, that could have been on your top 40, but
before we get started,
the top 40 countdown. Yeah, there you go.
I got the information in regards to the rifle.
Okay.
It's Fort Jones Tire, and the number is 530-468-2432. And remember, it has SOJ engraved on it.
So that's the tire shop in Fort Jones, not Jones's Fort in Reading. Yeah.
Right.
So, all right.
So there you go, folks. Again, the number is 468-2432.
All right, so I want to get back to J.P. Sears here. We're going to run the rest of this clip out, and then I have another clip after that. But are we ready to go? Let's go, Travis. Here we go.
Google took Parler out of the Play Store, followed by Apple taking Parler out of the App Store, and then Amazon, who supplies the servers that Parler uses, kicked Parler off its servers. They took Parler off the internet. To justify its decision, Apple declared, Parler is in fact responsible for all user-generated content on its service. Now, this runs contrary to the same section 230 that says a platform is not responsible for the content generated by its users. The same section 230 that protects Twitter and Facebook. But luckily, Apple slammed its trillion-dollar judicial hammer down to inform the public of the new law. Parler is responsible for the content generated by its users, while Facebook and Twitter are not. It makes sense when we tell you to think it does. Big Tech's rationalization for crushing its competition was, threats of violence and illegal activity were happening on Parler with respect to the violence at the Capitol. That's a convincing statement, so much so that you're convinced to not realize that Parler doesn't have a groups function, but Facebook does, and Facebook groups were used to organize a lot of the protests at the Capitol. And with illegal activity, you also don't realize that Google is then complicit in enormous illegal activity, as Gmail is used to pass pedo porn amongst criminals. It would also be spectacular of you not to realize that these companies are monopolies, and monopolies are illegal. Because they're not monopolies. Like, what are you kidding me? They're so not monopolies that 35 states have filed antitrust lawsuits against Google. Facebook has had 48 states file antitrust lawsuits against them. Apple also currently has antitrust lawsuits filed against it. And Amazon is being charged by the European Union with an antitrust lawsuit. And that's nothing. I mean, these suits allege these companies are currently operating illegally, but like, that's crazy because they're not. Because they saved the public from illegal activity happening on Parler. So, like, how could they be operating illegally? Like, they wouldn't accuse someone of doing something that they themselves are doing, but only much worse. They wouldn't do that. However, a question raised by the public. Is it a monopoly when the monopolies of Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon band together to form one enormous monopoly that's capable of making anything happen on planet Earth that they want? Answer, no, that's not a monopoly either. All this monopoly talk might make you wonder what Bill Gates is up to. We haven't heard from him in a while, have we? Yeah. He's still over there running COVID. This just in. Human connection is still deadly. Remember, disconnection, isolation, poverty, and fear will protect you. That's all still a thing you're supposed to believe. Despite the unprecedented assault on free speech, Parler CEO John Matt said, our mission is free speech, democracy, and us the people having the power. The elites don't want us to be free. Here at this station, we can attest it is a baseless conspiracy theory for Parler CEO to suggest that the elites don't want you to be free. This just in, new lockdown orders are in place. Do not leave your home, and you cannot open your business or send your children to school.
Sounds about
right. It's
almost
been a year, hasn't it? Freedom! John Matz says Parler will be back up and running soon. If that's true, you can expect even more strict lockdown orders from the elites to protect you from the mutated strains of free speech that are passed so rapidly on Parler. Maybe we'll even do a nationwide blackout. In other news, Iran is set to execute a second national wrestler for protesting against the government. Well, I guess we're not really that far behind you here in the U.S., are we, Iran? How we deal with free speech offenders. This is where it's going if you let it. Conspiracy theorists are suggesting free speech is a great thing, even when people have different perspectives than you. They go on with their baseless claims to suggest you can peacefully live with and even love other people who think and speak different things than you. Fact checkers have debunked these claims, citing it's better to live under fear that words spoken that you don't agree with will lead to violence. And we think living in fear feels like a way more loving way to live. These crazy conspiracy theorists' baseless claims are also unconstitutional. So much so that our constitutional scholars are combing the Constitution to find the line in the First Amendment that defines free speech as saying whatever you want, as long as you agree with us. Scholars have not found the line, yet we're moving forward with full assumption that they will. And in concentration camps are coming to America news, in New York, a bill has been proposed that would allow the state to detain people if it deems them a threat to public health. The Assemblyman Nick Perry, who sponsored the legislation, said the bill would not infringe on an individual's liberty. Our fact checkers have fact-checked this statement as true. A governor being able to determine that someone's a health risk based on their own definition of health risk, and then being able to hold that person as a prisoner for as long as they want, does not infringe on liberties. And other governors acting like a dictator news, the Recall Gavin Newsom campaign now has over 1 million signatures. With a deadline of March coming up to gather the remaining 400,000 signatures that are necessary to recall him, if you're a California resident, please don't go to recallgavin2020.com and sign. That's it for today's uplifting, freedom-based news. Enjoy your day of having Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, Amazon, and the media tell you what to think and do. Your free will is not yours anymore, but we let you think it is. Good night.
At this point, I don't even know if they let you think that you have free will anymore. I'm pretty certain the writing's
on
the wall.
No, they want you to think that you have free will, even if you're inside a concentration camp. I mean... Really?
No, we're not even going to be able to sing inside of the concentration camp because that would be spreading COVID.
Well, you can sing to yourself freely.
In your head.
In your head.
In your head.
Because that's...
With social distancing.
That's true freedom.
Yeah. That's where you have to do everything, in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, with that said, I have another clip to play, and then we'll get on. This is from Gab. This is iPod 1776 in Pursuit of Truth. He used to go through a lot of his stuff, but he's since moved over to Gab and Rumble and a few other places. This is a little 2-minute clip, but it's titled "Take as Needed on an Empty Stomach," and this is kind of about red pilling. Let's hear it.
Are you tired of calling your friends racist, even though you're not really sure if they are? Are you tired of Black Lives Matter grabbing all over your narrative that Black Lives Matter? Are people calling you Karen, and you're tired of them calling you Karen, even though your name is Karen, and now you're caring about being called Karen? Did you just send that racist tweet? You sure did. Nothing. Are you tired of creating clever Twitter responses, only to have your opponent respond with, "Lol, you mad? Did you just tell that lab scientist to do his own research, only to have him respond by furnishing his own research? Did you just post to all your social media accounts that there's a war in Syria, only to find out that the video was from 2017 and from Kentucky? Are you suffering from fake news overload and so tired of... The hell is wrong with this lady? Day by day, people are waking up to the alarming fact that there's no such thing as murder hornets, and are seeking help. And when they do, and they will, we'll be ready. For those that are waking up, there's Red Pill. Red Pill may not be right for everybody, but it might be right for you. And you. Red Pill may cause the sudden awareness that most of what you see on TV is total crap. Red Pill may cause sudden bouts of laughter, and the experience of a sense of humor at the absurdity of it all, as well as the staunch realization that the entire world is not dying of coronavirus. Some users of Red Pill have experienced sensations of not giving a crap, just like this guy at the beach, in a suit. Not giving a crap.
That sounds like me.
Side effects of Red Pill have included thinking for yourself, doing your own research, understanding that the Obama administration spied on a duly elected president, and that Hollywood is a gang of psychos, mistrust of politicians and the media, and he's gone. Red Pill may or may not be right for some children. Just like Disney movies. Red Pill may be right for you. Red Pill. Stop being such a freaking jerk.
Side effects of Red Pill may include getting banned, censored, or otherwise removed from all social media. You may experience government knocks at your door.
If you get, if you have a brown discharge, stop taking it.
And with that, we do have to cut to a quick break, and we'll be right back after. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt enough. I can read the writing on the wall. Hold up.
Invincible Kodachrome, man.
Maybe it wasn't such crap we learned back in high school.
No, I think we learned a ton of crap. All right, so I guess we had a caller, and then Dave's got some stuff.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff to hit this segment. Well, we have Dar on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm the one who has called you about the reset. Well, I had a magazine a couple of weeks ago that explained the whole thing to me in case. So I won't be bothering you with that anymore. But anyway, what I was wondering is... I've pretty much stopped watching national news. I watch the Christian Broadcast Network. But I did watch what Joe Biden came on to say about his plan to reverse all of Trump's...
executive orders.
There you go. Can he do that?
Yes, he can. Any incoming president can go ahead and reverse all the executive orders and basically undo everything. In fact, the precedent on it was set long, long ago. And, in fact, when Donald Trump came into office, he reversed all the orders pretty much that Obama had done as well and effectively erased his legacy and started the Democrats screaming at him at that point. So, unfortunately, that is true. Now, Dar, I have a lot that I want to get to on the Great Reset and explain to everybody what this thing is going to look like.
I just want to say just one thing else.
Okay.
I noticed when he was speaking, and it really struck me. He was all dressed in black. He did not have an American flag on his lapel, and I thought, what is this? Why is he all dressed in black? Is he trying to make Black Lives Matter feel good? Or what? I've never seen a president all dressed in black like that before.
Well, in that regard, I can't speak too much to it. I'm dressed completely in black right now as well.
Well, no, but I mean, he's the president. And even Obama didn't come out all dressed in black.
Well, he's not president yet.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. All right.
Thanks for the call,
Dar. Thanks for calling in.
So, folks, what I wanted to get to right now is where we're heading and what we're going to end up seeing here coming very soon, and then also what it looks like for what their plan is. It's a little bit of a in-your-face dream of what they're talking about here, so I ask you to bear with me for a few minutes while I read this. So this is from 2016 when they thought it, they had it in the bag and when Hillary was coming into office. It's the best concise case of what their dream for the Great Reset looks like, and it will probably make you vomit in your own mouth. So here we go. Author's note, some people have read my blog as my utopia or dream of the future. It is not. It's a scenario showing where we could be heading for better and or worse. This is from WeForm themselves, from the World Economic Forum. Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything is considered a product. Now has become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things became free, so it ended up not making sense for us to own much. First, communication became digitalized and free to everyone. Then, clean energy became free. Things started to move quickly. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. It made no sense for us to own cars anymore because we could call a driverless vehicle or a flying car for longer journeys within minutes. We started transporting ourselves in much more organized and coordinated way when public transport became easier, quicker, and more convenient than the car. Now I can hardly believe we accepted congestion and traffic jams, not to mention the air pollution from combustion engines. What were we thinking? Sometimes I use my bike when I go to see some of my friends. I enjoy the exercise and the ride. It kind of gets the soul along the journey. Funny how these things never seem to lose their excitement. Walking, biking, cooking, drawing, and growing plants. It makes perfect sense and reminds us how our culture emerged out of a close relationship with nature. Environmental problems seem far away. In our city, we don't pay any rent because someone else is using our free space whenever we don't need it. My living room is used for business meetings when I am not there. Once in a while, I choose to cook for myself. It's easy. The necessary kitchen equipment is delivered at my door within minutes. Since transport became free, we stopped having all those things stuffed into our homes. Why keep a pasta maker and a crepe cooker crammed into our cupboards when we can just order one when we need them? This also made a breakthrough in the circular economy easier. When products are turned into services, no one has an interest in things that have a short lifespan. Everything is designed for durability, repairability, and recyclability. The materials are flowing more easily and quickly into our economy and can be transformed into new products pretty easily. Environmental problems seem far away since we use clean energy and clean production methods. The air is clean, the water's clean. Nobody would dare touch the protected areas of nature because they constitute such value to our being. In the cities, we have plenty of green space and plants and trees all over. I do not understand why in the past we've filled such spots with concrete. Shopping? I can't really remember what it is. For most of us, it's been turned into choosing things to use. Sometimes I find this fun, and sometimes I just want the algorithm to do it for me. It knows my taste better than I do now. When AI and robots took over so much of our work, we suddenly had time to eat well, sleep well, and spend time with other people. The concept of rush hour makes no sense anymore, since the work that we do can be done at any time. I don't really know if I would call it work anymore. It's more like thinking time, creation time, and development time. For a while, everything was turned into entertainment. People did not want to bother themselves with difficult issues. It was only the last minute we found out how to use all these new technologies for a better place than just killing time. My biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city. Those we lost along the way. Those who decided it became too much, all this technology. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned against it. They live different lives outside the city. Some afford little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty, abandoned houses of the small 19th-century villages. Once in a while, I get annoyed about that fact, that I have no real privacy, nowhere I can go and not be registered. I know that somewhere everything I do, think, and dream of is recorded. I just hope no one will use it against me. All in all, it's a good life, much better than the path we were on. And it became so clear we could not continue with the same model of growth. We had all these terrible things happening. Lifestyle, diseases, climate change, refugee crisis, environmental degradation, completely congested cities, water pollution, air pollution, social unrest, and unemployment. We lost way too many people before we realized it could be done differently. That's the future, folks. That's the future they anticipate for us. No privacy, no ownership, no anything. And they think that's going to work. They think that robots are going to do everything for us, and we're going to be fulfilled by that. Now, call me crazy, but that doesn't really sound like a world that I want to walk into willingly, where I have absolutely no privacy, even within my dreams, apparently. So, with that said, we do have to go to a quick break, and then I have one more.
We're almost at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. We've got 4 minutes, and then Woody's coming in after that. So we've got four. Oh.
Okay, well, I can hit this in four.
Well, you better hurry, because we got three.
That works.
And we're counting.
All right, so moving forwards on this, what we're going to see on January, actually, it's January 20th when Biden goes in. This is from Yahoo Finance. The Great Reset. BlackRock is fueling a $120 trillion transformation on Wall Street. When you break this down, BlackRock is a company probably many of you have never heard of. However, if we called them a nation state, what would actually end up seeing as far as GDP that they control and own is you have the United States, you have China, and then you have BlackRock as far as total funds that they control. They're going to begin making it to where you cannot get a business loan. They're going to begin making it to where, well, I'll just read this. Big money is turning its back on companies that aren't conforming to one simple idea, sustainability, and it's fueling one of the biggest transfers of capital the world has ever seen. In fact, within a year, 77% of institutional investors will stop buying into companies that aren't in some way sustainable, and the new king of Wall Street is leading the charge. BlackRock, with over $7 trillion in assets under management, says its clients will double their ESG investments in just 5 years. Money manager on the street are saying climate change is their top concern and leading criteria when determining where they put their money to work. Sustainable assets also already account for $17.1 trillion, but there could be as much as $120 trillion up for grabs. Basically, destroy small business, ruin the lives of every small business individual, and then when you need a grant or a loan or anything else, it will not be there because it does not fit the Green New Deal reform. And with that, we do have to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5.
No, we got 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Well,
and then we'll be top of the hour.
What can we cover here in 2 minutes? I guess should we talk about emergency preparation?
Well, that might be something you should have been working on. Yeah, you never know.
Up to this point, if you haven't been working on it, you're being kind of a little bit lazy and probably not very responsible.
Yeah, because no matter what happens here in the next week or so, we know things are going to change. We know that we should have certain things in place.
I still have hope.
I have hope, but I'm
not. To the Patriots who are out there listening, this is a dire warning as far as what's been put out. This is a false narrative and a lie that there is going to be armed protests at the capitals across the nation. That flyer and that pamphlet was actually put together by a Democrat in the past. There is that exact same.
Oh, there might be armed protest and at the capitals, but it'll probably be a bunch of guys dressed up as Trump supporters that are from the other side.
Exactly.
Can you say set up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Gee, they would never do anything deceptive like that, would they? Hmm.
Never happened before in history.
I think we're almost there now.
I think we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We do have a guest in the studio that will be bringing on the next hour. This is Sovereign Minds, and you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. In his first hours as president, Joe Biden is vowing to take executive action to roll back some of the decisions of his predecessor and address the coronavirus. Those actions are outlined by his incoming chief of staff in a memo released yesterday. Biden plans to end President Trump's restrictions on immigration to the U.S. from Muslim-majority countries, move to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and require mask wearing on federal property and during interstate travel. Police throughout the San Francisco Bay Area last night reported feeling a magnitude 4.2 earthquake that hit the region.
The tremor struck at 8:01 p.m. local time. It had an epicenter of more than 2 miles southeast of Aromas. The U.S. Geological Survey says the town of Aromas has a population of more than 2,600 and straddles between Monterey and San Benito counties. USGS also says a magnitude 3 quake hit the same area about 5 minutes later.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, residents felt the quake as far as Contra Costa County. A federal report says the coronavirus pandemic has taken away about a third of the commercial fishing industry's revenue.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says revenue from catch brought to the docks by commercial fishermen fell 29% over the course of the first 7 months of the year. The report says revenues declined every month from March to July, including a 45% decrease in July. The NOAA report says the seafood industry at large has been hit hard by restaurant closures, social distancing protocols, and the need for safety measures. Keith Peters reporting.
Guatemalan soldiers have blocked part of a caravan of as many as 9,000 Honduran immigrants not far from where they entered the country in a bid to reach the U.S. border. The soldiers are holding them back across a big highway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with the cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, RAC animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Prices at the pump continue to go up.
AAA reports the national average is up a nickel, $2.38 a gallon, 8 cents more than a week ago, but still 21 cents less than this time last year. The Auto Association says the increase comes even though demand remains low. 10 states have seen the largest jump, Michigan up 16 cents, Kansas and Texas 12 cents, while Virginia and New Mexico rose 11 cents among that list. Highest price found in California at $3.33, while the lowest reported in Mississippi at $2.07. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right party has chosen Armin Laschet, the pragmatic governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. Happened yesterday. The choice sent a signal of continuity months before an election in which voters will decide who becomes the new chancellor. He'll have to build unity in the Christian Democratic Union, Germany's strongest party. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A warning about the dangers posed by electric vehicle fires.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators say such fires pose serious risks to first responders, and manufacturers' guidelines are woefully inadequate. Investigators also complain of gaps in industry safety standards and research on high-voltage lithium-ion battery fires, especially in high-speed, severe crashes. Manufacturers are being urged to draft vehicle-specific response guidelines for fighting battery fires. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 17th. It's the 17th day of 2021. On this date in history, 1953, a prototype of the Chevrolet Corvette was unveiled in New York. And on this date in 1961, President Eisenhower delivered his farewell address in which he warned about the military-industrial complex. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yeah, I was thinking of Gavin Newsom when I pulled that song.
But that would be cruel. That wouldn't be cruel to do.
So, anyway, we want to introduce our guest in the studio here with us for the next hour. It's Woody Clendenin of the militia here in the Northern California area. He's the Supreme Leader. I'm not sure that is his title, but that's where we can call him that. He also runs the Cottonwood Barbershop down there on Main Street. I go there every couple of months and get my boys' hairs whacked. And, you know, we've known each other for quite a while now. And so what say you about the current state of affairs and events?
Oh, man. Well, you know, just by the reaction of people, seems like everybody's nervous, you know, or at least feels like something's going on.
Something big is about to happen.
Something big, yeah. I mean, over the years, our, like, recruit classes usually average, you know, 5 or 10 people will come check it out. Or, and just in down in Cottonwood, the last 2 recruit classes have been over 200 people, you know, so that's quite a uptick. And then,
yeah.
Nice.
And people are just concerned. They're coming by and wanting to, hey, what do you think's going to happen? And shoot, who can know?
Well, being a concerned American and wanting to be involved in your government and a constitutional outfit that as outlined in the Constitution, I guess you guys are just a bunch of gun-toting wackos, right?
Oh, we are, yeah. Closely aligned with the Ku Klux Klan and several other white supremacist groups. No, that's all liberal malarkey. I talked at the class a little bit today and just tell people, you know, look, you know, this really is a movement. And your job may not even plug in with us, but you need to be active right now. That's something. If you're in a patriot group of some kind and you're helping, I mean, we have people that just do administrative stuff to, you know, whatever, but you should be helping with something, State of Jefferson, or some patriot group. We encourage all of our guys that are in the militia to be parts of boards. We have them, you know, in chambers of commerce positions and water boards, fire boards, however they can stay active in the community and keep your local.
Well, that's what this is about, though, is this experiment in self-government. And this is a part of it. I mean, you know, it says in order to, you know, keep a, you know, a free state, a well-regulated militia needs to be in place, basically. It's for a reason. I mean, our founders, when they revolted from their own government, it was because their government had gotten completely out of control. You know, most of the uneducated idiots out there that, you know, go back in history and all they talk about is that our founding fathers were slave owners missed the big issue. The big issue was that the English government was turning everybody into a slave. And so there would be no free men. And the militia that was gathered in the army at that point in time was to stop an overreach of the government of taking everybody's freedoms. And so the militia is designed to protect our freedom, I'm assuming.
Exactly. And that's a really good point. And ironically, to me, I think there was less tyranny back then than there is
there
now.
There is now, yeah.
They wouldn't have put up with 1/1000th of what's going on today. But you're right. At the time that they wrote the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, there was already a standing army. You'll hear uninformed people say, well, we don't need militias now. We have the Army and the National Guard. But it's a specific reason and mission that we have. It says being necessary to the security of a free state. And they were talking about a free nation. And that was at a time we had the Continental Army. So why would they put that in there?
Well, and you analyze the words, necessary to keep a free state. So in other words, if you got rid of the militia, then you couldn't keep a free state, because if that's necessary, the opposite of that is that you don't have a free state.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way, but that's true.
Well, and then who is going to fight more for their areas than the people who live there in their own backyard? You have nowhere to go aside from there to protect your freedoms and your liberties. And that was a good portion of what the Federalist documents and the papers that they had there were showing at that point in time, is that when freedom starts slipping, it's up to you to protect it at home.
That's kind of what's exciting about what's going on up here right now, all the way around between the, you know, the Open Shasta group and, it's neat to see, you know.
I agree. It's the most I'm looking at this as, you know something, this is the most adventurous time in history, in my opinion, from the perspective, if you get rid of the fear and you get rid of everything else, the interesting things that are going on around you, people like Open Shasta, Reopen Shasta, they're coming in and they're smart and they're intelligent and they're motivated and they're understanding the law, they're understanding some history, and they're getting the job done at the local level. You know, same for the state of Jefferson guys. They're smart. You know, they've got a movement that's in, what, 27 counties now? I mean, you got the militia that's gaining steam. We're seeing America come back to life, and that in itself is what's going to turn the tide, in my opinion, because, you know, I've been doing this stuff for 35 years, 40 years. I mean, I started out in San Mateo in 1982, and when I started talking about all this stuff and the Constitution, I was a nut job, but, you know, not to use Hitler as a great comparison, but I read somewhere that the way Hitler took over Germany was he started talking to everybody, and he would not stop talking. He would talk to at least 10 people every single day about his vision. Now, his vision was obviously not a great vision, but the point being is that he would, if it was like 20 minutes to midnight, he'd run out and tell somebody about the Third Reich. And there's power in that. And I made a commitment a long time ago that I was gonna do the same, marketing strategy to a degree, and obviously to a different end. But the point being is never stop talking, never stop beating the drum. Tell everybody you can think of about the Constitution, about freedom, you know. And over the course of that 35, 40 years, I've seen a complete change across the board from the apathy, the complacency. It is a whole different lay of the land and dynamic right now.
But isn't that our job to do that?
Yes.
We are supposed to do that.
Yes.
As citizens. Be good stewards.
Well, and one of the main places, too, that we need to start taking this back is our school board, because our education system, since 1953, it was testified under oath that at that time there was 4,000 teachers union members and 1,000 of them were Communist Party members, testified under oath before our Congress. So when you see these things and you see that 60% of college students support the abolition of the First Amendment, I mean, that's dangerous, dangerous territory with what these teachers and what these teachers unions are teaching our children.
Yeah, universities are out of control, but you're right. All we can control is our local boards. And that's why it's so important to really be a watchdog on it. If you're a parent with a kid in school, you should be at those school boards.
Yes.
You should be looking at their curriculum.
Yes.
That's one thing about this whole pandemic thing, is I think it really has opened a lot of parents' eyes when they start looking at this curriculum, thinking, man, what's this garbage?
Yeah, you weren't seeing it before, you know, and they're not teaching history. And I'll tell you what, on the college end of it, pull their funding. Pull your kids out. I mean, I wouldn't send my kids to college right now at all.
Why would you? I mean, they'll make more money if they go to trade school and work 4 months to learn how to weld a pipe or something like that. You're going to end up making $100,000 a year versus you're going to be a PE teacher, go into debt for 4 years, and then never be able to pay that back.
Here's another side effect, too. And I've seen this with my own kids. When they're 20, they know everything and you're stupid. When they're 30, you start to become a lot smarter. When they're 40... they go, man, you were a freaking genius. I should have listened to you when I was 20, Dad. Because what happens over time is experience teaches people. And you start to separate the lies from the truths as you get a little older and wiser.
We need to go to a break, but just to let you know, we do have a couple questions in the chat room that maybe we can hit when we get back from this break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Tell your daddy and your mama too, you got something better to do than stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can do what you like. You'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world from my Harley. We'll get matching jackets and helmets too.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
She didn't know what she was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. She's come undone.
I wish I could sing, but shut up.
Hey, you should have had our mics hot earlier. They could have got in on the conversation, Travis.
I'm doing what I'm told, and I'm told to go to 1 minute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll remember that.
There's markers in it there. Shut up.
It all depends on who gives the word first.
No, got it.
He's my boss right there.
That's right.
He's nobody's boss on here.
You got to listen to the woman.
I signed the checks, baby.
That's all right. I produced the paper. Doesn't matter. Get your ego put away.
So, yeah, I have the ego. Anyway, we got a caller and we have questions. Woody, you want to take the caller first, Woody?
Sure.
All right. Well, can we go ahead?
Melissa, are you there?
Melissa
on the line.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. I had to call in. We're talking about education.
You're going to be on the show in the next week or two, right?
Yes, I really want to because it is such a huge issue, and I wanted to. I wanted to share a personal story. You know, you guys are talking about, you know, the propaganda and just the curriculum that's going through our schools right now. So I have a daughter in high school. She's a senior. And she came at me saying, hey, you know, what do you think about this survey? And so I looked at her survey. It was for an English class. And it was like gender, language, and culture. And so basically, the questions were about, you know, a boy who has a swish in his hips and that he was bullied and so then ended up committing suicide and how they felt about that.
What does that even mean, a swish in your hips?
Slightly effeminate.
Okay.
Yes, in a feminine way, right. And so she, you know, I was very proud of her for coming to me and telling me about what she was having to report on. She's like, I don't understand how this relates to English.
Right.
So I emailed the teacher, right, which is what every parent needs to do. You have to remain vigilant. If you're going to keep your kids in public school, you have to be vigilant about what they're being taught and on top of what they're being taught. And so I emailed the teacher, and I said, I am not okay with this. It has nothing to do with English, and I would like you to supply her with some other curriculum that she can do. And he was more than happy to do that. He did it. But the whole study, the whole unit is 1 month long, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was another article in there. He had sent me the PDF about man jobs and how manly jobs can also be meant for women. I mean, come on, you guys. I mean, this is just something that My daughter is not going to college, and she knows that. I told her, I'm sorry, you cannot go, because they are going to indoctrinate you with this, and you're going to lose more friends that decide to go to college, because that's what they're going to be taught. So I totally agree. Parents need to get on top of this. It's the union that are doing it. We need to apply pressure to the school board, and I think that is going to be the next main focus, because we've done this for a year. We have complied for a year, and people need to get fired up.
Absolutely, Melissa.
Totally agree.
And actually, in addition to that, too, we had Rebecca Friedrichs on a while ago, who has a website for Kids in Country. And if you are a teacher who is listening in right now and not okay with giving your money and your dues to these teachers' unions, which are giving 99.9% of their money to funding programs that are going to lead to the destruction of the United States and have been, go to For Kids in Country, and they have a way that you can legally leave the teachers union and legal support to do so without having to pay your dues to these unconstitutional bigots, actually, is really what it comes down to.
Cool.
So,
hey, well,
all right.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
We look forward to having you on the program, and we'll shore that up, okay?
Now we're going to hold our feet to the fire. All right. And with that, we do have another caller. We've got Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Jackie, if you can turn the radio down in the background a little bit, we're getting some good feedback.
I did.
Thank you.
All
you're
right,
on, Jackie.
You're on the air, yes. Jackie. Have you got a question for our guest, Woody?
A comment. This is in relationship to what he said and what she just said. I attended Shasta College to take a review on Western history, and the man was praising Stalin, and the textbook was basically in praise of communism. I also attended Chico State for the same reason, to take a course in Western civilization, and the teacher was praising communism and calling the United States imperialistic. In both classes, I had to stand up and argue with the teacher and then walk out.
Absolutely.
But you have to attend these classes. You have to observe these classes. You have to go to elementary school and observe what they're teaching there. If you have children in school, like she said, go to the board meeting, go to the classes. Actually sit in during the school day if you have children there. Listen to what they're teaching. And then take whatever measure you think is appropriate at the time to stop it.
Absolutely, Jackie. And, in fact, we have sitting congressmen and congresswomen who have pictures of Mao up in their office.
Yeah,
Mao is one of these guys who's a...
Over at Chas, who one of the history teachers has.
Wow. And it's incredible to watch the destruction of our country. And like we were mentioning before, it wasn't just that. It was these churches. So like the United Methodist Church, you see a lot of their signs have Black Lives Matter stuff up on their support. And it was testified also then under oath. And individuals had said that they'd sent over 2,000 people to seminary school to become teachers and pastors and then go out and to evangelize not Christianity but Marxism. And there's an interesting book called The Devil and Karl Marx, whereby he discusses that if such a being such as God were to exist, it would be our duty to abolish him. And this whole thing about Marxism is when you go through and you look at it, you study it, you see what actually took place. This guy was probably one of the most deadbeat evil individuals you could ever imagine. His poetry is talking about...
Let's get back on task here. We're going way far afield here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling in,
Jackie.
And then let's get back to our guest here. That's why
we went to the break, and one of them was they wanted you to talk about the support of the sheriff. Do you have the support of the sheriff? And then the camp and trips for the kids, if you could address those.
Yeah, both sheriffs in Shasta and Tehama County. I've met with the Glynn County Sheriff. The guys in Yreka met with the Siskiyou County. We were recently contacted by Modoc County Sheriff, and all of them believe in the Constitution that I've spoke with. So it's really hard to say you're a constitutional sheriff and then
not follow it, and then say you don't agree with the
Second Amendment. So yeah, they're all in support. We worked really hard to get that, too, because of the stigma, you know, that came along early on with the word malicious.
Well, and you know where that came from is the left is they are experts at propaganda. They are experts at demonizing their enemies, period, no matter what it is. You know, they've been demonizing Trump for 5 years.
Yep.
You know, so you got to be careful with buying into any of this propaganda, because they are a propaganda machine. So
had a lot of practice.
Oh yeah, Yeah.
Well, so, you go on.
Well, I was just going to say, so we went from people being afraid to even say that name to now, you know, it's well respected. And then, like, we've started helping put on boys camps, and those have been really big. We concentrated on fatherless kids, blending them with some boys that come from solid homes, and you know, they learn about God and the Constitution, and they get to do fun stuff like nice. Rappel, firearm safety. You know, we have a constitutional chat around the fire at night, and the boys that started out at 10 years old have worked their way up to team leaders, squad leaders, to the point where the last camp we put on, it was all kid-led. The company commander there and all of his team leaders, they were all boys. We were just there as advisors, and they were teaching the firearms.
Well, and that's what should be being taught to our kids, period, whether it's in a militia or at home. Or, you know, that's the problem, is that we've gotten away from teaching our kids the fundamentals of where our freedom has come from in the past, the blood and treasure that is spent and so forth. And that's great that you guys are doing that, because that's the education that they're not getting that they need to get, and we need to concentrate on that.
Very important.
I want to go back to Jimmy in the chat room.
Yeah,
and he's saying he would love to hear your take on the Second Amendment. You know, that you got people, and we talked about on the break with Rosie O'Donnell, when the Second Amendment was done, you know, they all had muskets. Like, the only thing that was needed was for hunting rifles.
And they don't need any assault rifles.
Exactly.
Whatever that is.
Well, we know what an assault rifle is, and actually assault rifles are bad. You can't have a fully automatic machine gun. So what's your take on this?
Well, the military had muskets at that time too, so it was an equal playing field.
Right.
And the whole point of the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting, and really has very little to do even with your self protection. And it's all about the ability to resist tyranny. And in 1902 they affirmed it. There's an act called the Dick Act, and it's still law supposedly, where it said every
equal force.
Every weapon that the government has, so too shall a law-abiding citizen. You know, we've gotten way away from that. But, yeah, the idea that we're supposed to only be able to have access to muskets right now, that's, you really got to reach for that.
Well, it's ridiculously stupid, because if you're going to stand up against tyranny, you know, the real deal is you need to be on equal footing with them, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could go to Switzerland as a model. You know, if you watch any of these documentaries on Switzerland, they got like, guns. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, pea shooters. I'm talking about, you know, 88-millimeter cannons in their freaking garages, you know, and they're all set up to man the passes.
Israel, too.
Yeah, Israel's another really good one. And what's interesting, too, is you go back to the Federalist Papers, and there was an instance to where they were asking one of our founding fathers, hey, I want to be able to have a cannon on my ship because I'm concerned and I want to be able to protect myself. And he goes, yeah, go for it. Have a cannon. Have whatever you need.
A free, God-fearing people. See, the idea here that you've got people that in government are more benevolent than the people in the community is where the fundamental difference starts to occur. The idea that these people in government are somehow angelic and won't take those type of things and use them on other people indiscriminately or incorrectly or illegally, and that they're better off having the weaponry than the citizenry, is so stupid that it's ridiculous.
I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and get on the conversation, have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? How can people have no feeling?
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Slow
down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but unhappy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, I think of everything.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're back here, and we're with Woody Clendenin, and he's the leader of the militia in the Northern California here. And what's the next question that we want to ask? I mean,
I have several questions, well, but I don't know where you guys want to start.
So one of the big things that's rapidly approaching us is Joe Biden and his gun control plans and otherwise, to whereby he's talking about a tax on rifles and on handguns, to where if you own any weapons, you're going to have a $200 tax on each of them and $200 tax on any magazines over 10 rounds, which is the vast swath of America. In addition to that, he's also discussing banning the sale and manufacture of any of the AR platform. And to ask the question is, what should we do in order to resist these things, in your opinion?
I think the big thing is that everybody has to be on board with the whole resist movement. This is just going to be one thing we're going to have to resist, but I believe as it moves, if it goes to the Supreme Court, any law like that would get overturned.
Biden by himself cannot do that. He has to legally run it through the legislature and have to get approved. Now, we know that they've got the House and the Senate, mm-hmm. probably, but there's a lot of factors here.
The power of the media, though, now, I mean, what just happened in the last few weeks to cause those Republicans to backpedal like they did and move away from Trump, when they start talking about saving kids and assault weapons,
right.
Some of these weak-hearted Mitt Romneys, and they'll cow down in just a hot second. So
it's going to be up to us.
It'll be up to us. You'll have to just pretty much let them know that, I mean, we will not comply with any unconstitutional laws. And those, they can't come along and change. I bought my firearms legally.
Right.
And now you're going to come along and say they're illegal. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, the only thing that they can do is if they try to by force take everybody out by going to their houses and confiscating the weapons at some point. And guess what? That's going to be an instant problem.
Who's going to do that? Mm-hmm. No local law enforcement's going
to
help with
They'd
that
have to bring
here.
In the Army, and now you're in a full-blown deal.
Well, yeah. I'm not even sure the Army would do it.
I don't think so either.
It's probably more the feds and other teams like that would probably try
well,
to enforce
Well, do you know
those.
What you end up with? Is the, remember the Bundy stand, Bundy standoff?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to end up with, is something to that effect.
And who backed down there?
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And to that extent, too, to cover just how much and how far-reaching these laws are that make criminals out of people. So we have about approximately 88 million gun owners in America now. And when you go through and you see, this is an article from Washington Times and just a couple highlights here. From 1982 to February 2000, rifles accounted for 47 incidents in mass shootings, while shotguns had 26 incidents, and handguns were used 143 times with 95 incidents. In terms of number of murder victims in 2019 by weapons used. Now, the other thing is the left habitually misunderstands how much of the firearm economy is dependent and comprised of assault weapons. All told, upwards of 4 million rifles were manufactured in 2016, and 25% of all U.S. rifles are technically classified as AR-15. So you're talking about basically making felons and criminals of 20 million sitting in good, patriotic American citizens for the weapon that is least used across the board in any type of crime.
Good point. And how do you even, I mean, so many people have manufactured their own, and there's just in a little town like Cottonwood, you know how small it is. Our best guess, we were thinking the other day, I did a little poll in my shop over 6 months, 8 months, and I'm thinking there's real close to 10,000 AR-15s in Cottonwood. So what is there in the Redding area?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And how do you even start to
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of my questions, or one I think a lot of people may want to know, how do they join? What's the militia about? What different aspects is there? I mean, I think a lot of people, either they don't know or they may have the wrong idea exactly what that would be.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of folks just picture it as a military organization, and really it's just about being part of a group of like-minded people in a community. And we have recruit classes. You can come check us out every third Sunday of the month. And all walks of life. I mean, today at recruit class there in Cottonwood, where I would say out of the 125 people that showed up, there was maybe 60 of them. About half were women. There was a gal on a walker, one guy on oxygen at the last recruit class, and people just want to be part of something. And, you know, they get to a lot of free training. You get to learn how to use the handheld ham radios. You learn some basic medical training, and then you get a lot of free firearm training. A lot of our trainers have spent a lot of money on education. We have special forces that help with the trainings. And so a lot of people go to these camps and stuff and pay a lot of money, and you get it for free. And you can be as involved or uninvolved as you want. To be considered active, you only have to go to one training per
How many trainings do you do a month?
Well, there's one platoon training. A lot of times different squad leaders will have extra trainings that they'll do. But you really, the commitment is only one Sunday a month. So, and then you need to do stuff on your own, you know.
Right.
Sure.
Most people that would join a militia are self-starters anyway, so once they learn something, you know, they start building their inventory. We talk about prepping and
stuff. You have a basic guideline for equipment they need and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have an equipment list and give them some homework to do, you know. Nobody in the militia should, when there's a crisis like a toilet paper shortage, should have to run down to the store and wrestle an old lady over toilet paper, because, you know, we encourage people to plan ahead. And
right. That's only prudent. I don't know. I don't understand the big resistance against this prepper thing, because the real deal is that it's being responsible, because, you know, we're not necessarily talking about getting ready for the apocalypse. I mean, it could be an earthquake. Have we ever had any fires around here? I mean,
we had that snowstorm.
Snowmageddon. Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, the grid could go down, EMP. I mean, anything. If you're not preparing a little bit, I think that you're being irresponsible.
You are. Yeah, if you're
Now, you said it was on the third Sunday of the month?
Yeah, third Sunday of the month.
Like, where would they go?
It's usually at the old fire station in Cottonwood off of Front Street. And at 10 in the morning, it only takes up about an hour of your day. So it's a good time to come. You get a packet and kind of read through it then and take it with you. And any questions you have, you usually get them answered there. So
is there a calendar or a website or anything like that that they can go to? Or?
Well, amazingly, our Facebook page got taken down.
No.
Say it's not so.
So is there a number that where I they can call be. To get the schedule, or how does
the
that work?
Third Sunday
there
at
is.
10
yeah.
at the fire station.
Yeah, and you can call Dan Scoville, and his number is 353-9326. That's one number. And then Amanda, our admin girl down in Cottonwood, is 355-1185. Reading has an admin too, Kimmy, but I don't have her number on me. So, but either one of those two, will, if you're in the Reading area, they will get you in touch with Kimmy.
All right.
Thank Very you. Good. We appreciate okay. that. Like I say, I don't think a lot of people were clear about that.
Hmm. We got 2 minutes left to the break. Well, I don't know. Where else can we go here? As far as the militia goes, are you involved or in contact with other groups besides the Northern California Militia?
Yeah, it's statewide. So this is Alpha Company up here, Willows North. And there's Willows, Corning, Cottonwood, Redding, Weaverville, McLeod, and Modoc. That's all.
Each one is a separate
platoon.
Separate platoons, but all coming together for the...
Under the Alpha Company. And then in the Bay Area has a company, the Sacramento area, and then Southern California. So, yeah, I talk monthly with the other company commanders and so that we all stay on the same page and kind of know what's going on. And, boy, what a difference up here, I got to tell you. Those poor guys in the Bay Area, you know, they can hardly train. I mean, it's like, we're mm-hmm. not.
Wow. You got to go out of town somewhere. Yeah.
They do, yeah. They got to get out of town. And they can't even, like with us, being able to talk to our local law enforcement, there's none of that down there, really, you know.
No.
So it's a rough go for them. But they keep on slugging it out, and you'd be amazed how many conservatives there are in the Bay Area.
Well, having been lived down there for quite a spell and understanding, I mean, we, you know, most all my contacts were conservative, and there is a big conservative group, but they don't get the play that the rest of the people get, and they're nuts down there. You know, you would think that everything imploding down there, like San Francisco, is a frickin', you know, a cesspool now. And, you know, I mean, I guess at what point in time do you go, these policies aren't working?
Yep. Well, and one of the things, too, I'll say to our Bay Area listeners and our listeners who are in the big cities that maybe don't have the opportunity to train is there are still options. There's an application called G-Sight and a laser bullet that you can put in your gun. You can practice room clearing at home, and you can also go through and set up this application, and it will keep track of your shots. You can improve your aim. You can go ahead and focus that way. It's only one shot at a time, but you know what? You hit that one shot, and you can defend yourself.
Yeah.
All right. With that, we need to go to a break, and we'll pick this conversation up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number is 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Love what you have. happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
PJI and local affiliate attorneys have recently filed briefs in court in Santa Clara County, California. Now, a preliminary injunction is sought to stop discrimination against houses of worship. Pray for freedom to prevail. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
Liberals are crazy, unleashing their anger and bleeding you bloody if they don't get their way. They became livid when Hillary lost it. Now they're all melting down in dismay. They're deranged, calling us horrible names. They're deranged, crying and screaming with rage. They're deranged. They're deranged. They're deranged.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about that. I was trying to find this meme that I had a little earlier. It says, you know, gee, liberals think that there's more than two sexes. There's like 87. And it went on and on and on. It was like, and they think we're crazy.
Yeah, we're deranged, and they're not.
Well, and speaking of deranged, I just want to hit this real quick for some comedy. Thief steals car with child in it and then lectures mom. An Oregon carjacker who realized there was a young kid in the vehicle circled back to scold the mom about her parenting, according to the police. The bizarre episode unfolded outside a grocery store in Portland suburb of Bevington on Saturday, according to the mom who had her four-year-old in a booster seat inside a running car.
Wow. Okay, yeah, so yeah. Before we went to the break, there was a question in the chat room about shortwave and CBs and comms.
Okay, real quick, just before I answer that, something that popped in my head was, man, I wish the liberals would take back over the Democratic Party.
Yeah,
they're not liberals anymore.
There are no liberals. Communists. Liberals believe in free speech. They're staunch supporters of free speech. These Marxists that have taken over, they are not liberals. Far from it.
There are no liberals. There are no Democrats anymore. It's all basically the global party. And in fact, when I'm considering a run in 2022, but when I run, I'm planning on being 100% staunchly a Republican because they tend to be high information voters. And I'm going to run as a Democrat because they tend to check the box for Democrat and whoever they think is going to give them money. And that's just a sad fact in the state of affairs of what it is. And I think that that actually would totally 100% work because even within other states, we see the same thing across the board, sometimes within Republican areas, because there was a transgender Satanist anarchist who was elected sheriff.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is that if they're cheating on all the votes, I'm anxious to see how that strategy works. But I think what we're down to is patriots and traitors.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's good and evil, patriots and traitors is what I keep coming back to. You either believe in the Constitution and support that with freedom, or you don't. And what you believe in is totalitarianism, globalism, global government, not being free, but being subject to whatever government agency tells you what to do. I don't get it.
It all boils down to the Constitution, and it just is laughable when you hear someone like Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi talk about a constitutional crisis. They wouldn't even know what a constitutional crisis was if somebody beat them over the head.
Is it a constitutional crisis when you're sleeping with a communist spy?
Well, it seems like it.
Or you have one for a driver.
That's right.
Well, and how do you still hold the highest office for intelligence after that event without resigning? And you turn around and lead the fake impeachment based upon no constitutional measures whatsoever, under the false incitement of violent charges that they brought against our president, and then restricted his freedom of speech to where he couldn't even defend himself. This is sickening.
And no one asked him about it. How can it be? I mean, the media, the free press, has one job, and that's to hold these guys accountable, and instead they provide cover for them.
Well, everybody's gone off the radar that has any intelligence as far as mainstream MSLSD and, you know, Communist News Network, because the real deal is that what this comes down to, and we have to wake up and just say it, and we've been saying it for a long time, is this is no longer our government, and we have to rebel against it. Mm-hmm. You know, now we try to do that in a police in a peaceful, nonviolent manner, and that's what we're trying to do. But if they fixed everything, and I think this all goes back to the money. They've been printing money hand over fist for 100 years almost. You know, it really came bad to, if you look at the money printing from 71 when Nixon took us off the gold standard, they buy everything. They buy the news stations, they buy the politicians, they buy the banks. That's what's happened here. And until we can stop that, it's never going to stop. I mean, Lord Acton said that one of these days it's going to be a war between us and the bankers.
Yeah.
And that's what this really comes down to. And I just found out from listening to stuff on Bill Gates yesterday. Did you know he was from a family of bankers?
Mm-hmm. No, I
did not know that.
Somebody said he's one of the largest agriculturalists now in America.
Yeah, he owns the most
farmland. Yeah, that's a scary thought.
Well, these guys, he's not a guy that come out of his garage like the HP guys and invented all this stuff. No, he's been involved with high finance money and the bankers from day one. His parents, I went through this. I'm going to do a little more on this down the road. Bill Gates isn't even a self-made man.
No, Harvard money, and also, I mean, his father was actually one of the people that sat on the board of Planned Parenthood.
And his mother was on another board who happened to, you know, we'll get to all those details later, but the point being is that this is a takeover, whether you want to call it communist or globalist or banking or, you know, whatever it is, but they're trying to take over our freedoms, and I still think we're going to have the last laugh here.
Their plan is communism for the people, fascism for the companies. That's the plan.
Go ahead, Woody.
Well, John Adams said that the Constitution only works for moral Christian people.
Right.
It can't work for anyone else, and these people obviously consider themselves the higher moral authority than God himself now, you know. And that's what Marxists do. They replace God with the government in their lives. And it's, you know, all the dictators, boy, first thing they do is get rid of the church and communications.
And look up that book, The Devil and Karl Marx. It really is a very fascinating read. It's on Audible. It has about 10 to 12 hours of information in it. And it actually shows in a timeline how it all breaks down. It really is frightening to see how much of our life and our world and what we would see and consider to be the evils that are in our worlds and infringing on our rights were brought about by Marxism.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Marx and Frederick Engels were supported by the bankers, oddly enough. And so this idea that we're going to have this utopian world, you know, that's going to be free of pollution and all this stuff is just a sell, you know. Yes.
Saul Alinsky dedicated Rules for Radicals to Lucifer.
Doesn't anybody find that a little creepy?
Man, right off, if a book's dedicated to Lucifer, I'm thinking, man, why would I read this?
Did you know that? Did you know that Hillary Clinton did her thesis in college on Saul Alinsky?
I've read parts of it. Yeah.
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 Well, going back to Bill Gates, this thing says that he's a member of the Lucifer Trust founded in
1922. Wow, that's not a clue.
By Alice Bailey.
And what's he promoting?
Looking that up to see if that's true, though.
He's promoting. Well, he's promoting by. And I listened to the speeches that he was doing yesterday. Again, I'm not ready to go too deep.
I don't know if it's true, but
he's
also
wonder. He's in favor of eugenics.
Yes.
And he's also in charge of our vaccines. Now, if that doesn't scare the bejeebus out of you,
but there's no problem with them.
And then they're gonna put the roadblocks up to where you can't go and do things unless you're vaccinated.
Well, why would a guy that thinks the world is overpopulated, he goes around giving speeches on the overpopulation of the earth, be so involved with the vaccine to save and keep more people on the earth? Doesn't that seem counter?
I think that those guys ought to be the first ones to inject themselves, because if they're so high-minded and moral.
Well, how do we even know that they're injecting themselves with
Well,
that?
I'm saying I think they should inject themselves with the experimental Moderna thing, because, I mean, if they really want to get rid of the populations because it's too much, I think they should be the first ones to go, because that would be the most benevolent thing to do.
But if there's nothing bad in the vaccine, what's the problem?
Well, and my question on it that's still has not been answered, it's been swept under the rug, is you had one of the heads of research for Pfizer, as well as another doctor, who ended up coming out and saying there's a protein within the vaccine that actually causes infertility within women. And this fact check from Snopes is just incredible, because when you go through and you look that up, do it. I implore you to do it. They go through, their fact check says false, and then they say it doesn't cause sterility. They suggest that it causes infertility. Great. Slow clap. That's so much better. Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at another report here. Here's the headline. The Great Reset, Big Tech and Big Pharma join forces to build digital COVID vaccine passports.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
show your card, show your papers.
Yep, fly. Where's your papers?
Well, and look up Event 201, too, that started about three months prior to the earliest cases of COVID, and they actually had a top-level pandemic exercise for a COVID virus that ended up starting in South Africa. Now, this is ominous as crud, because as of January 17th, today, you have the New York Post that says Fauci warns of a more ominous strain of COVID-19 from Brazil and South Africa. Maybe we're at the final dose.
Where we're going with all this is a plandemic, a scamdemic. This whole thing's a scam. And, if you're getting vaccinated out there, I think you're a nut job myself, because of all the evidence that you shouldn't. But this also goes to the militia and what we're talking about here.
Yeah, you have about 1 minute.
So, this is a takeover, don't you think, Woody?
Oh, I believe so, yeah. They've longed for this moment, you know.
Yeah.
And it's been building, like you were talking about, since the 50s in our education system. But, boy, they got to this point, and it's amazing what's happened in 12 months.
Yeah.
Never let a good crisis go to waste, man. And they hammered it home. That's why this has to have a new strain, because it's got to keep on going.
It's got to keep going. The lockdowns are forever. That's the point. So you're going to keep.
Sorry, guys. It's that time. We're up.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And have a great weekend. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.